T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:47, 13 till 10. It was a compelling story with Scott Payton. We only have a couple of minutes for Walt Leger. Now, we were going to have Walter Leger on to talk about the incident in Baltimore with the ship, but we couldn't because the FCC has a federally mandated Walter Leger limit. Did you know that, Walt?
I did not. Is that a new development?
And yeah, it is. They are sticklers. We can only have one Walt Leger a day on, so we're going to have your dad on tomorrow to talk about the Baltimore ship.
What a tragedy.
What a tragedy. But we wanted to talk to you about, because you were on a task force. I read the 20-page report, and I got to tell you, and we only have enough time to go at it from the drone level here. Maybe you can come back. But everything I read was like, you got that right. You want to go into some of the I don't know if you want to call them highlights or lowlights or the things that warrant the most attention, Walt?
Yeah, sure. Look, Tommy, thanks for having me on. I'm always happy to come back. I do want to highlight, I think at the outset, not everyone on the commission agrees with all of the recommendations. In fact, I have some concerns about the idea of the state coming in and taking over the sewage and water board.
Well, tell me about those, Walt. Tell me about your concerns.
I think at the end of the day, this has got to there's so much talk about the governance issues and the challenges between state and local. Confusion around who's in charge or who sets the policies, et cetera. I think the more important thing than worrying about that issue at this moment about legislature, state, council, city, look, what we need to do is deal with the low-hanging fruit that everyone agrees on. And ultimately, the city council and local government has to be at the table to accomplish these things. So what I'm hopeful is that we'll focus in on the recommendations around addressing the billing issues and working very diligently with leaders from the city council and the legislature to deal with this issue of consolidating drainage between the sewage and water board and DPW. Those are the things that are going to impact the residents and the businesses in our city in the most immediate way. And so I think those are the things that our legislative delegation should be tackling. My understanding, those are the kind of things that Representative Hilferty and importantly, Senator Jimmy Harris are supportive of dealing with and have filed legislation on. And so I think getting sidetracked by media attention on, sort of the big headline grabbing takeover, we should get really focused on helping people right now in an urgent way, dealing with billing, dealing with clogged catch basins and insufficient maintenance of canals and culverts, and get those things tackled and addressed.
So you've served in a legislature. You know how it works. Can anything be done this session? And if so, what would that look like? Because time is of the urgency, right, of the essence?
I think that it is. I think we got to move quickly. Yes, things can happen. Senator Harris has bills that are in place to address those two issues that I just mentioned. City council leaders are working and discussing that with Senator Harris and also with leaders at the state. And my expectation is those things can get done, dealing with the funding, addressing some of the major infrastructure challenges goes along with that. But I think most importantly, putting in a system to deal with the billing issues, that is the issue that creates mistrust among the public and puts us in a position where it's difficult for anyone to try to provide additional resources to an entity that's struggling to get billing straight. I think once you do that, once you start demonstrating that you can work effectively with drainage and between DPW and Sewage and Water Board, confidence rises, people are willing to make the right kind of investment to get us where we need to go. But I think those two issues, billing, drainage, can be dealt with very effectively by our legislative leaders. I expect Senator Harris to lead the way on that. I expect the council to work closely with him.
And we have a couple of minutes left. When it comes to the billing, you got $32 million contested, 4,500 accounts, six people working on that. And the idea to get that moving more rapidly is what, Walt?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I think it's bringing additional resources to solve the problem. So whether that means an outside party to come in as on a contract to help resolve it.
Like a collection agency almost?
Well, like I think more like attorneys or dispute resolution experts. Mm-hmm. It's been recommended in the report that potentially retired judges in the region and the city participate in an arbitration process, which would be binding. So you get a hearing. You go through the process. There is a decision made, and then that decision is implemented. So I think those things are possible solutions, things that can be done immediately and can be really helpful to the people and ultimately to the Sewage and Water Board. If they can collect those outstanding dollars that are due, obviously that goes directly into service for the people of the city and for the businesses that are impacted. We just can't be the great city that we strive to be if we don't have the infrastructure to support it. And I think we've got to get to a place where there's trust again. And we need state partnership. The city, in fact, deserves state partnership. We drive so much of the economy of the state of Louisiana. We've got to have the infrastructure to support that. I think that's why Sewage and Water Board has been supported over the years by state through infrastructure investment, and I think that needs to continue.
We only have a minute left, Walt, but one thing that jumped out at me was a longstanding consent decree. I didn't realize the Sewage and Water Board was under a consent decree.
Consent decree relative to drinking water, and ultimately one that we've been in my understanding, in compliance with for a very long time. So it's not necessarily an issue, but it is something that is continually monitored to ensure that people are receiving the service that they deserve and need.
And long term, you would be looking at something to get rid of the bifurcated state agency, everybody's in charge but nobody's responsible kind of model?
I think that's something that has to continue to be looked at. But I think if you address these underlying issues that are undercutting the trust of the public and preventing them from succeeding, I think some of these things start to take care of themselves.
So you're saying do that first and look at it?
Correct.
Thank you, Walt. Appreciate your time. Don't miss your dad tomorrow. Don't miss your dad tomorrow morning. All right.
I will tune in.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Tune in. Thank you, Tommy.
You bet. Walt
Leger,
President and CEO of New Orleans and Company, member of the task force that looked into the Sewage and Water Board for the governor. We'll take.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.